For many of us, Thanksgiving involves getting together with folks that you enjoy and eating a lot of food. In Canada, it is timely as we have usually just finished or in the process of finishing the harvest of our gardens. If we look at the roots of Thanksgiving, there are two different paths. In 1578, Sir Martin Frobisher and his crew had their first Thanksgiving meal on what would become Canadian soil. They had voyaged to Baffin Island and held a ceremony to thank God for their safe arrival. They enjoyed a lovely meal of salt beef served with rock-hard crackers and mushy peas. In Canada, we do have much reason to give thanks for as we do enjoy a land blessed with many natural wonders, clean air and fertile soil. Thanksgiving was declared a national holiday in 1879 and we have enjoyed an extra day to share that 142 million kilograms of turkey that is consumed. One last interesting trivia surrounding the venerable turkey is that fossils indicate that wild turkeys have roamed North America for more than 10 million years. Now getting down to what we grow and harvest from the garden. Mashed potatoes served with large amounts of gravy are often an important part of the meal. Choosing potatoes with a higher starch content like russets or Yukon Gold will give you the fluffiest, smoothest and most flavorful mash. Be careful to treat those swollen starch granules in your potatoes gently as well as too much vigor will give you a gluey, less appetizing addition to your meal. Winter squash are always a favorite and colorful vegetable and can be served in many ways. Simply wash the outer rind and chop the squash into appropriate sizes for baking. Add butter, salt and pepper to taste and cover to ensure the moisture stays in this yummy vegetable. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Other vegetables you may also have at your disposal at this time of year includes corn, on the cob or not, lovely carrots, beets, and if you are lucky kohlrabi. We are fortunate to have such a wide array of available veggies to grace our Thanksgiving tables. Thanksgiving would not be complete without pumpkin pie. Making a pumpkin pie from a real pumpkin will forever spoil you for making it by opening a can. A pumpkin that is 6 to 8 inches in diameter will give you enough pumpkin for a 10-inch deep dish pie. Cut the pumpkin in half, scoop out the seeds and then either bake, steam or microwave the pumpkin until it is soft. Discard excess moisture and puree the pumpkin until smooth. Now it is time to mix the pie ingredients together. These ingredients will usually include some type of sweetener, some spices like cloves, ginger, cinnamon and maybe allspice, eggs, and evaporated milk. Bake the pie until a knife inserted into the center comes out clean and enjoy with whipped cream. The only thing left is to harvest some materials from your garden to make an appropriate table center for Thanksgiving. Personally, I prefer branches of autumn-colored leaves, pine cones, small squash from the garden, the odd tomato or two and anything else at your disposal. May we wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving and may your bountiful harvest from your gardens grace your tables and be enjoyed by both friends and family. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with Orchid Horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com. By email at info@orchidhort.com. On Facebook at Orchid Hort and on Instagram at #OrchidHort. Tune in to Grow Live on our Facebook page or check out the YouTube channel Grow.